News, I'm Gene Randall. In Iraq, security forces at the American Embassy in Baghdad today used tear gas to disperse pro-Iran protesters. Some had spent the night camped outside the embassy walls. After a large crowd yesterday breached the outer reaches of the complex and set several fires. Here's VOA's Edward Uranian in Cairo.
A crowd of mostly Shiite pro-Iranian militiamen and their supporters threw stones and chunks of concrete at the wall of the U.S. Embassy complex inside Baghdad's fortified green zone Wednesday, as government security forces lobbed tear gas intermittently at the crowd of protesters. U.S. President Donald Trump told journalists late Tuesday the situation at the embassy will not get out of hand, as happened at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi in 2012, when attackers there torched the building and killed U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens.
That was VOA correspondent Edward Uranian in Cairo. President Trump says he'll hold Iran responsible for the embassy assaults. It is the new year, and the traditional Times Square ball drop in New York City went off without a hitch as 2020 made its debut in the United States. Crowds across the globe celebrated with the perennial hope that the term Happy New Year would be translated into reality. In Australia, 2020 begins as 2019 ended, with dry conditions, hot weather and strong winds continuing to fuel history-making wildfires. At least 17 deaths have been reported nationwide. Mallacoota resident Ann Gilbert probably speaks for many in Australia's fire zones.
All of my possessions have been totally incinerated. There is just simply nothing left, nothing at all except that.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is once again using fiery rhetoric aimed at President Trump. He warns of having a new strategic weapon. But should Kim's language be taken at face value? Here's VOA correspondent Bill Gallo in Seoul.
In his annual New Year's Day comments, Kim Jong-un announced he is no longer bound by his self-imposed moratorium on nuclear or long-range missile tests. It is the clearest indication yet that North Korea may soon resume major provocations. But although Kim's speech was full of threats, most came with conditions, suggesting North Korea is still open to talking. Kim wants the United States to relax sanctions. He also wants a formal end to joint military exercises with South Korea, and no more advanced weapon sales between the two countries. Speaking late Tuesday, Trump appeared to downplay the importance of Kim's threats, saying his relationship with Kim remains very good.
That was VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea. President Trump says